Patterson, real one.
What's your date of birth, Mr. Patterson?
What?
What's your date of birth?
July 19th of July.
1896? Yes, you're 100 years old. You're 100 years old.
Do I?
How old are you now?
Now? Well, I'll be 102 weeks, a week, couple of weeks.
What was the name of the village you were born in?
Litch.
That's in Norfolk.
No. Mm.
What did your dad do?
Well, he worked on a farm. You see, just a bit. He was a carpenter more than anything. You see, he like, oh, of course, he's been dead years ago. I see, his family he had, they're all joiners and others.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, brothers, yeah. I had not there, no brothers there on my side, you see. I did have a brother, and what happened was he learned to be a gardener, he shifted up to Kellington, a place called Kellington. It's about halfway from there to. At Kellington, it's an old guy, you see, and they had no family.
Did you have any sisters?
They had any family.
Did you have any sisters?
Sisters, yes. Ah, but they're gone as well. In fact, I've got nobody now, like, on that side, you see. Because what happened, like, my brother comes in every corner. He had, I went to see him one day. It was up the table. And she says, because I had, she could have her family. She had a sister or a brother, I forget which. And any year she was saying, like, talking and sort of happened and all that. And she says to him, if anything happens to you, Charlie, they called him Charlie. She says, I'll have you cremated. Of course, just joking like, isn't that? He said, well, please yourself what I've got, just like that there. But, of course, it didn't happen. It did happen, but he died. I think he had a heart attack. You see, that's a bit ago now, like, you see. But on my side of the mill, they're all gone.
What was life like as a child in those days?
What
was life like as a child in those days?
The life. Well, I tell you what. a lot of that better what we're getting now. It's wicked now. The country's in a mess. You know what I mean. You see, those things have changed a lot. You see, and when I lived in Nixon, you see, I wasn't far off where the rioters is now. Often used to see them, like, and God, I got a telegram, like, you know, when it was well and that. But I was in the village, like, but.
What kind of things did you do as a child?
What
kind of things did you do as a child?
Games you played.
Games? Oh, what game? Well, what I used to like. Cricket. Oh, you should like on our common. On the listen, down the street there. On a common. Oh, aye. Yes. And,
Did you like school?
What?
Did you like school?
Like school? Tell you that now you ask that question. We was out to play in a playground, you know. And there's a carry on like so and so, and the schoolmaster come out. What's all the trouble? This is that was so and so. Another one says no, that's him. The so and so, and so they blame me. So we got in the school. He got the cane in his hand. He says, hold your hand out. As I hold my hand out, and he started fixing the cane down, I draw it back. It's done again, draw it back. You, hold it up. You see? And he called him, you see, did say no, till the next day. I said, aye. You're the one who held my arm, didn't you? Yeah. So I just give him a punch in the face. Well, yeah.
Did you like your teachers?
Well, you see, teachers, well, there's only been one teacher, I think, because the girls used to play in there. In the back of our school, like, and but soldiers were never used to get marked. But that was the best. Lads right in the back, shout out straight up the band, and I was in front and off the turn around. Keep in line.
How old were you when you left school?
What?
How old were you when you left school? How old were you? When you left school?
12.
What did you do?
Well, oh, I now have to do more now. Well, oh, okay, yeah. Because you go now to the 16 now, don't you? You see?
Did you get a job?
What
job did you get? What job did you go to after school? Where did you work?
Oh, where I worked? Well, it would be in Egypt. Or you used to go and help my dad, like them days. That's why we, you see. And, there was two other day I was nice. I I walked out the back, and there's a couple of lads, and the boss says, "What do you want?" Because you see, there'd be about 20. We come to see that man who's 100. We haven't seen him anymore. Just like there.
Did you start to work on a farm?
Yes. Oh, aye. You start work on the farm during the day, home and make that, you see. And with a horse, and I think what smokes on stuff land, you see. And when I got full, you had to drive the lift it up, down, and then okay, afterwards, well, yeah, the job was that is the. Oh, I.
Was it hard work?
What?
Was it hard work on the farm?
Well, you have to do, like, you know. Because when I was on, I had to pack it up. You see, once I packed it up. See? And used to live a great distance off the Crystal Palace. You see, I was out one day talking to a mate, he was cutting edge on the roof, and a car come each side of the road. Now you see what's going to happen, don't you? It's the king and queen. They've come from Windsor Park, and they cut the towns off, you see, and this is right close, so I have to admit why they came, you know, the different, because of the Queen Mother now, she's 96. Well, I'm 4 years older now, you see, and that. But
where did you go to when you left the farm? Where did you go to when you left the farm? You said you left the farm. Where did you go?
My sister.
You're working on the farm?
Yes, my son. China, you see, I used to go and help him a bit, like, you see,
Why did you join the army?
What?
Why did you join the army?
Why I did? I don't know about the seas. I didn't know, you see, and, I got to that, you see. Oh, I let it finish, but I got married. It is about 24 years ago now since I lost my wife. I never got married again. Like, you see, I used to help them. Because he turned to be a carpenter, you see. Yes. But on my side, they're all gone, you see.
Which regiment did you join in the army?
Oh, aye. Well, of course, I joined the Norfolk. The Norfolk was the Dardanelles. Not in Dardanelles, you see. Well, I nearly all of them must have got copped out then well I did. You see? And the colonel tells on the board and you'll not be going to out now the Dardanelles, he says, you'll be going to France. And when you get to France, you'll get transferred into different regiments, you see. Well, I got with Northumberland 50 days, you see.
Can you remember what it was like when you first joined the Norfolk Regiment? What did they do to you?
Oh, when I first joined, don't you think? Because when I first went and joined to be a jockey, you see, the 3 or 4 days off, I never went back no more because I kept with this lad there, you see. And the thing is, like, I'm strict, you see. I never, hey, you have to take your clothes off to examine. I said, I've been to examine. You see? And so I enjoyed that there. And July, that's the word my birthday, you see. And it was all right, like, you know.
Did you join after the war started or before?
What?
Did you join after the war started?
Yes.
What did they do to you?
Well,
what did they do to you when you joined?
Well, you see, if you want fit, you go for abroad, you join. They used to send you on a farm, then, you know, to take your places. But you used to call you up after a certain time to see you get it on. If you were getting better, right? If you got very better, back to your regiment. In the village, in the town, then you got a job or something or other, and afterwards you get an exam, you see. Or then we're working, you see. And,
what was the training like they gave you?
Training? Well, you got all sorts. They got all sorts. I was a Midlands corporal. And I did keep it because in the hut, you know, when they come and inspect it and all like that, the lads used to ask you, corporal, see whether you can give me a pass. See if you give me that thing, I packed it in. I didn't want to move heaven, you see. Like, days like me. But, when I first heard about this, yet you calling it, well, I said, I'm going to start again and call Lonnie up. You see? And that. All a bit of hurting. I used to, I blank bite. I once bought me. Right? That's. I forget a lot of things, you see, that you can't take out things out properly. Some say this and some tears different. No, mustn't do that. And another one would say, yes, do that. Hello, you know what I mean. You see.
Did you have to do drills?
Did I have any what?
Drills. Drills with your rifle. Did they train you to drill with your rifle?
Oh, yes. The examiners, you see. I remember in an old trench when we got there, you know, the trousers I got there. There was five. One arm was laying, like you said, and the other was laying on him. And I went to see them and hear. Oh, there's Amin. He said, no, there's Amin. What happened was, they had the gas mask on. They never mind. You see? Because I can remember, there. And who was here? Look, you barely see him. I done a dark thing. The officer says, don't do that, Eddie. Well, I couldn't. So instead of me putting my head up like you see, soon as I done that there, a bullet passed me. Now it was headed to the street.
Do you know which battalion you were in the Norfolks?
Oh, I never know in the Norfolks.
Which battalion were you in?
What?
Which battalion were you in?
The London Fusiliers, you see. And that. And Windsor Park was very large, so that's before Washington College was down. They used Queen then. That'd be the old Queen there, like you see.
What was life like in the trenches?
Well, when you're up there, you trench, there's night time, like. There'd be a place like that. We had a waterproof, and you put a brick on the top, and you, when you got in, it just like that sit there. Then after a brick, like, you couldn't sleep much at all, and just crawling over. Rats after you fold what you should say. When you got out to get a wash, yes, sitting there, the open floor. Just fix it down. It's like rain now, the place, you know, over there. Oh, I watched this in. I used to, you know, that, like you see. Yes, I remember the day I first went to sign. And that. But time moves right quick past that. So I'm full of cold now, you see, because I've not been yet, you see. Yeah. Well, of course, it's been the age of sun on me, because I expected, you see. But when I heard about this, what that, had to go start again, go before it up. Yes.
Where did you first go into battle?
What?
Where did you first go into battle?
The battle, you mean the battle of Somme?
The Somme?
Well, you just kept going like, you know, attack us, and they take them. They had good trenches. And there was one trench in the facing. That's the end of the road. And they opened it. That's where the German officers used to be. Because they had one of the armies spying for his own country. And when we opened it, you see, get a hand bomb. Pull a pin and chuck it down one side. When we went down, like, there's big bottles of tonic, drinks and all sorts, smoke and flags. One lad picked up and packed the flags. These bikes over there, you know, what do you call them? There's bags of cigarettes and what's the other?
Tobacco?
What?
Was it tobacco?
Tobacco, that's it, yes. He owned it. And there was, he took a bit, smoked out one out of it. And he smoked it. And he laughed and he said, what did he say? That's the cigarette. And when he got dressed halfway, half his face got blown off. Say you want a bottle of gin or bottle of pop or some other. Yes, it's all right. That might affect you, but in 2 or a couple of days or something or other, gone, you see. Oh, why?
And that was on the Somme.
Oh, I battled it first. Yeah. Well, I say myself, like, no, the country is in a hell of a mess. They've let it get too far. They can't do no. All the riots is split up. Thank you. It's wicked.